I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. We talk about the Catholic Church a lot and their unbelievable millennia-long raping of children and then covering it up. They're the worst. Nobody even comes close, but that doesn't mean that other churches don't do some pretty awful things. Because as we said time and time again, the formula is really simple. Patriarchy plus an authoritarian religion with power invested primarily in the men generally leads to child molestation. I don't know why that formula is so true, but the two are often go hand in hand. And here we are with popular evangelical Christian pastor John Ortberg. He runs the megachurch Menlo Church in California. So a volunteer comes to John Ortberg and says, you know, yeah, I've got this attraction to minors, but, you know, I never acted on it. Now, whether that's true or not, we don't know. But Ortberg said, yeah, well, fine. Why don't you have access to kids? I think you can see where this is going. And you'd be kind of right, but it's also going to take some surprise twists and turns along the way. So this guy, this volunteer, gets unfettered, unsupervised access to children. And it was reported by Daniel Lavery. Who's Daniel Lavery? Well, he is the estranged adult son of Pastor John Ortberg. And he laid it all out there, including that this church member had overnight travel with these kids. So Lavery reported this to the church, and they didn't care. And it's not that they didn't care, they just dismissed his concerns. Wait till you hear why. Because he and his wife are transgender. You know, you can't believe those transgender people, because in the minds of this type of Christian, all transgender people want is an excuse to molest children or rape women in bathrooms. Daniel Lavery used to be Mallory Ortberg, the daughter of John Ortberg. And he changed his name because clearly why would you want to have such a shameful last name? You know, the one of a con artist who seems totally unconcerned about whether or not child molesters are given easy access to children. And yeah, this guy may or may not have molested any kids, but he said he was obsessed by the thought. People who are obsessed by such thoughts typically eventually do something. The obsession takes control. And do I know that he's literally a con artist? No, I don't know that John Ortberg is a con artist, but I believe that megachurches are in contradiction to the most basic teachings of Christ, and that it is almost impossible, as the Bible teaches, for someone to accrue that much wealth and power and not be corrupted by it. Once these allegations became more widely known, the board really had to look into it. Ortberg was very, very briefly suspended while the church leaders adopted a restoration plan or a cover-your-ass plan that allowed Ortberg to return to the pulpit, but they apparently, as far as we know, without any reprimand or discipline, basically reinforcing their basic concept that bars volunteers from being alone with children. Wow, we're so impressed by your strong, forceful action. The church found no misconduct or wrongdoing at all, because I'm guessing in their version of Christianity, God's already forgiven him, so what the hell? So Liberty Counsel pretty much is the poster child for the old saying, people like them spend their time desperately worrying that someone somewhere might be enjoying themselves. Their next target, whatever you do, don't have a good time on Valentine's Day. They're trying to turn it into a purity day to promote abstinence before marriage for everyone. I love this part. Having previously participated in sexual intimacy does not disqualify a person from this campaign. Jesus Christ always offers forgiveness and provides a clean start. Well, I guess I've just been clean starting over and over and over and over and over again. They will also sell you a Live Pure stretchy wristband, which I think can also be twisted and used as a cock ring. I did not watch the Super Bowl, even though it was historical because you had the first woman coach and the first openly gay coach working on the Super Bowl. Her team lost, unfortunately, which I was not happy about. But then again, for me, the Super Bowl never fails to disappoint, because sometimes I've had to go to Super Bowl parties and forced to watch the thing. And then there's the halftime show that's created so much controversy. And part of the reason for the controversy is, well, it was sexy, you know, women being kind of sexy, women known for being sexy, which is so antithetical to the whole notion of football and cheerleaders. But it was horrific for evangelicals for a couple of reasons. One, they don't worship Jesus, they worship Trump. And this was very subtle to get Trump. There were kids in cages and the Puerto Rican flag, which Donald Trump hates. And I certainly saw lots of comments where they were saying, well, they should go back to their own country, you know, Puerto Rico. So for these evangelicals, it was a double gut punch. And boy, was Franklin Graham upset about things. You know, the same Franklin Graham who has been banned by all 7 of the venues in the UK that he wanted to speak at because he is such a bigot. The same Franklin Graham who praised Rush Limbaugh, you know, the bigoted, misogynistic, homophobic monster of a man who's now dying of cancer. He called that hate-filled man a voice of reason. Rush Limbaugh is not a voice of reason, and neither is Franklin Graham. This is the same Franklin Graham who has said that those of us who want to stop the recently anointed first dictator of the United States, those of us who oppose the most awful human being to ever hold our presidency, that we are demonic just for opposing Trump. Is there something in the Bible that's before you accuse someone else, maybe you should pull the demon out of your own eye? But that won't happen because Franklin Graham is still too busy being upset over the Supertime Half Bowl game. Now, sure, he's had more of a hard-on for Trump than he ever could for Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. So Graham wrote, I don't expect the world to act like the church, but our country has had a sense of moral decency on primetime television in order to protect children. We see that disappearing before our eyes. It was demonstrated tonight in the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show, with millions of children watching. This exhibition was Pepsi showing young girls that sexual exploitation of women is okay. With the exploitation of women on the rise worldwide, instead of lowering the standard, we as a society should be raising it. I'm disappointed in Pepsi and the NFL. And as a citizen of the United States, I am, as I continue to be, disappointed in Franklin Graham. These women were not being exploited. These women are wealthy, powerful women, which I think is one of the things that you don't like. And they take joy in their sexuality, which is another thing that you don't like. You know what's exploiting women? Forcing them to be pregnant and turning them basically into baby carriages. Exploiting women is telling them that they're not equal citizens. I know, Franklin, there are women in this world who have vaginas that you can't control, and they shake them around on stage, and I know that makes you insane. My fear is that you and your right-wing compatriots may get your wish and really are able to control every woman's vagina. And then there's the quote-unquote prophet Dave Dobenmeyer, also known as Coach. He is the perhaps the most unhinged of the evangelicals. This is the guy who said he went to a zoo and that taught him why mixed marriage is wrong. And I'm with him. Lions marrying giraffes? That's just not going to work out. Dave Dobenmeyer has a huge religious following, despite being so far out there. We've reported time and time again, and we could do an entire show on just his crazy. And now he wants to sue the National Football League because the crotch shots burned into his eyes and jeopardized his eternal salvation. Wow, I had no idea salvation was so tenuous. Evangelicals act like they can do virtually anything they want and God's already forgiven them, but seeing crotch shots, apparently, that sends you straight to hell no matter how devout you are. Wow, kind of a sucky religion you guys have. Dobenmeyer wrote, I think we ought to go sit down in a courtroom and present this as evidence of how whoever put on the halftime show is keeping me from getting into the kingdom of heaven. No, Dave, your craziness and your hatred, that's what's doing it. Oh, and your endless lying, which maybe to you isn't lying because of the crazy part? He said the halftime performance was a blatant example of anti-Christian discrimination because he should be able to watch the Super Bowl without having to see things that conflict with his values. Of course, he's just bloviating to get attention. He'd be laughed out of court. He's not actually going to sue the Super Bowl for his stated $867 trillion. Well, that is, unless he can find the same deep-pocket donor who is funding Devin Nunes's ridiculous lawsuits. Because it came into his living room, I guess, he says, that's discriminatory against the value I have in my house. You can't just do that. Like I said, the guy is completely unhinged. But despite that, he seems to be considered a relatively mainstream evangelical.